You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Do you still not think that athletes get preferential treatment? I know there are a lot of apologists for athletes out there and people who rush to their defense all the time. The preferential treatment, apparently, Jeremy, extends to their families. Because the mother of one of our Olympic gymnasts will get to delay going to prison so she can watch her daughter compete.
Oh, that's good. That's nice.
She was convicted of wire fraud, was supposed to report to prison, but because her daughter is an Olympic athlete, they're letting her put it off a month.
No, well, it's just wire fraud.
Yeah, okay.
Wasn't too
you think
serious.
That happened to you? You think you'd...
Maybe.
Oh, sure.
My kid has a Little League game. Can we try that
with the judge. let me see. What have I got for you? I've got some news for nerd stuff that I was posting for Mindbender Club members, but let me share some of it with you now. Interesting story I was just reading about the dinosaurs, because most of us know about the asteroid 66 million years ago down on the Yucatan Peninsula, down
how can
Gulf
we
of Mexico.
Forget?
Yeah, how can we forget?
How can we forget?
Wiped out the dinosaurs, right? And a bunch of other critters. Well, now that somebody did a study wanting to know, would the dinosaurs have gone extinct anyway? The study found that they were dying off in huge numbers for the 10 million years leading up to the asteroid hit.
Mm.
But I don't want to do a spoiler in case people aren't. It's a really well-written and it's an interesting article. It's one of those that's easy to read online. Some of those scientific things you go to online and they're really dense.
Full of scientific gibberish.
Yeah, they're dense. They're just tough. This one is not. And they basically arrived at the conclusion that one way or the other, the dinosaurs would have pulled through. They say it was climate change that was killing them off, only it was going the other direction. It was cooling down. The world was getting colder. But they say, no, dinosaurs would have pulled through, probably.
Oh, man.
It's Shark Week on Discovery Channel, speaking of creatures. So somebody has put out a list of tips on how to survive a shark attack. This is really important information for Colorado. First lesson, don't panic.
Okay. Thanks for the tip.
A great white is chewing your leg off. But stay calm. Number two, make eye contact.
Mm.
Hey, you know, do that thing where you point to your eyes,
yeah,
you point
listen,
to the shark's
shark,
eyes.
I see you.
And then it says, if a shark attacks, fight back. Don't play dead.
You think? I'm just going to lay here and let you gnaw my arm off. Do you see that story that they don't want them to be called shark attacks anymore?
That's my next element.
Tell
here.
It.
That's next in line. I wanted to finish up, though, with the tips. After you've been attacked, they recommend you swim to shore. No, I was just going to stay out here.
Gonna hang.
Idiots. Yeah, you want to go ahead and talk about that shark attack?
I scrolled back up in my document.
Well, it's a politically correct thing. You're not supposed to say shark attack anymore. You have two choices. You can either call it a shark interaction.
Yes.
Or you can call it a negative encounter with a shark.
Ah. I had a negative encounter. Hey, where's your arm? Negative encounter.
I had a negative encounter. I will say this. I wrote something about sharks for the fun fact books that I'm putting out. And, you know, we make a big deal out of shark attacks, right? I'm sorry, negative encounters.
Mm-hmm.
Because anywhere from like 6 to 12 people a year, usually on average, are killed by sharks. Do you know how many sharks are killed by humans every year?
Oh, probably thousands.
Millions every year.
Dang.
Millions of sharks are butchered by humans every year simply for the fins, because they use those for different products or whatever. So they butcher the sharks, throw their carcasses in the water, and they just take the fins.
That's horrible.
That is horrible.
That is horrible.
Millions of sharks are killed by humans, but we get outraged if they kill 6 humans.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Anyway, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring everybody
Jeez.
Down. What else?
Do you suffer from dead butt syndrome or DBS? If so, you might be entitled to compensation.
Is there a cream for that?
New health condition to worry about called dead butt syndrome. It's when you experience pain, numbness, or tingling in and around your butt muscles.
Is this
and
just from sitting all
they
day long?
Say it's usually from sitting too much or a really fun Saturday night. Now, doctors have seen a lot more of this since the pandemic hit because, yeah, we've been less active. We've been sitting around on the couch a whole lot more. Now, if this happens, it's kind of that feeling like when a limb falls asleep. So if you get that in your butt cheeks, just, you know, sporadically, you know, off and on, you're probably fine. But if it lasts more than an hour or two,
whoa,
you got the dead butt. And it's reversible, it's preventable. They just say, get up and stretch every 30 minutes, move around a little bit, do some squats, wake your booty up, okay?
I do not have dead butt syndrome, but I might be getting dad butt syndrome.
Dad butt? Your butt fell off, from what I understand.
I have no butt. I have no butt.
It fell off. It's somewhere in a lost and found. So if anybody sees it, mail it back to Dom. Hey, did you see that anonymous winner of the ticket to join billionaire Jeff Bezos in his space trip next week? Canceled?
Mm-hmm.
Dude paid $30 million, basically, to join the richest man in space. But you know what? He had scheduling conflicts, so he had to back out. He's like, something else popped up. Well, you know how it is getting into your dentist office. You know, he's like, I've been waiting 6 months to get in. I'm going to have to cancel that space flight. So
there's got to be more to that story.
He got scared. He got scared.
You think?
He so got scared. Or there's this story out this morning about Ashton Kutcher had to back out of going on Virgin Galactic's next space mission because his wife didn't want him to. She's like, hey, we got little kids. What if something goes bad? You should not be doing that. So he gave his ticket back to Virgin Galactic, and he's not going into space. So maybe that's what happened to this guy. His wife was nagging him. You can't go on that trip. It's dangerous.
Not until you clean up that garage.
That's right. Load the dishwasher.
I saw that his spot is going to be taken by a teenager.
I know. Some smarty pants high school kid. So that's
how about that?
High school graduate.
That's cool, though. I'm glad.
Bezos.
So we've got an 82-year-old going to space and an 18-year-old
going
to space.
Right. That's
I
pretty
like
cool.
That.
You see, Bezos just donated $200 million to the Smithsonian as well. The
I
largest donation that the Smithsonian has ever received. $200 million. Just wrote a check. It's pretty cool. Here's a little bit of your crap on celebrities. Think about growing up and the poster that you had on your bedroom wall of a celebrity that you had the hots for.
Mm-hmm.
What if you ended up with that celebrity? Like this classy guy, Machine Gun Kelly. Poster story out this morning about the poster he had up in his room of Megan Fox. He even had a tattoo on his arm with a Transformers logo because he liked the movie and liked Megan Fox so much. Full circle, he said. He's now dating Megan Fox. Getting freaky deaky with the Foxinator. Who'd you have
What's
up on your wall?
What's their age difference?
I don't know. I hate him, though.
How old is Megan Fox? Because you're a big fan.
She's got to be pushing 40 now, right?
All right, let me look it up.
Hey, Alexa.
Megan Fox.
35.
Is 35.
Oh, look, there's a bunch of pictures.
She's only 35?
Huh. She's only 5'4"? Look at that. Hold on.
How old is Machine Gun Kelly?
I don't know. Look that up. I'm still looking at pictures of Megan Fox.
31. Wait a minute. They're only a 4-year age difference. How did he have posters of her on the wall?
I don't know.
Did you ask who I had posters of?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I had rock bands and Saturn V rockets. That's what I had.
What if you ended up with a rocket?
Oh, I did.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, did you really?
I had the hots for Jenny McCarthy for the longest time.
Did your mom allow you to put...
It had to be behind my door that stayed open, you know, to the bedroom. Case company came over and immediately went to my room to look at my girly posters.
Hmm.
But, you know, it had to stay behind the door and... I don't know. I still remember that poster. Man, she was pretty. Real quick, let me give you one final thing coming out from Ford. They've created a gasoline-scented fragrance to help people make the transition to battery-powered vehicles. They're they're big on their Mach-E, Mustang Mach-E, which,
yeah.
God, I want one of those. But they say that people miss the smell of petrol to some degree. So they created a little thing that you can spritz inside your car, and it smells like a gas station, I guess.
Okay.
Sad thing is it's just kind of gimmicky right now. It's just to promote the Mach-E. You can't really get it, but it's out there at least. They say the... never mind. I don't want to tell you anything else. That's kind of cool, though, huh? I love the smell of gas. I huff gas when I'm at the gas station.
I do. I like the smell of gasoline and the smell of tires.
Oh,
those two
so
things
good.
Together.
So good. You don't get that with those battery cars. All right, man. Let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us. Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Yeah, I usually post some goofy, wacky stories, but this one's kind of cute today. It's a cutesy story. A woman invited her family over for a game of charades, and then she rocked their world by giving clues that led to the answer that she is pregnant. And aww. It's like, aww, one of those videos. Aww.
I didn't know people still played charades.
I know.
Her family's probably like, we're playing what?
Huh?
Just play along.
See her pregnancy announcement on our Facebook, you guys. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.